Thoreau, or Return to Walden, is the world premiere at the Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, is the name of the state. Longtime Berkshire Theater Group alum David Atkins takes the stage as transcendentalist, poet, and philosopher Henry David Thoreau. Eric Hill, who most recently wrote and directed Atkins in the wildly well-received Poe, is directing the production. The writing of Henry David Thoreau comes to life in this dramatic and uplifting tale as he battles with himself, with his own thirst for blood, and for the soul of our American conscience. It is a great pleasure to welcome David Atkins to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So is it, I have to, because I'm just curious about this, but do you think to yourself, is there a natural transition where you say, okay, I have embodied Poe for a while, maybe we'll try somebody else, and you go shopping? Or does it come very naturally to you of saying, oh, I would love to do Thoreau?
It's a great question. First of all, before Kate McGuire and the Berkshire Theater Festival decided to do the American Playwrights, or the American Characters series, I had already begun working on Thoreau. And then Kate came to me and said, we have this, Eric has written a play about Edgar Allan Poe, and would you be interested in playing it? And I read the script, and I immediately said yes, because he's such a delicious, delicious character to get into.
Yeah.
So, however, that said, I already had, by chance, Thoreau growing in my back pocket, so to speak. So, in that way, it was a natural flow. Going from one character to another, as an actor, it's something we do.
Sure.
Naturally and hopefully often. So that.
But Poe was a little nuts.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
maybe a lot nuts.
That's right.
So this is polar opposite? Ish?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think Thoreau is definitely, he was not insane. He was not crazy by any means. It's interesting that you ask that question, though, because he does use the word insanity in his writing quite a bit.
Hmm.
And that ends up being an important part of this play, because he actually questions what is sanity, what is insanity. The papers at the time, my play has in the center of it the John Brown story from Harper's Ferry.
Yes.
Is very key to the play, and he is being hung the morning that this play begins, and the papers all say that John Brown is insane for standing up to slavery, basically. And Thoreau actually, within this play, questions what is insanity? Was he insane? And what does a sane person do in this troubled world? So that said, Thoreau was very sane, I think.
Yes, because, you know, you can look at that, and I understand what you're saying, but, you know, just to sort of disengage for 2 years and say, okay, I'm going to disengage, I think you would question, it would be natural to question that, right? Of what is around us, what our mind can create, what our world can create, what those around us can create versus just solitude.
Yes, that's true. That said, there are many people, of course, we know that Thoreau did not isolate himself for 2 years and never go back to town.
Right.
So, and I don't think that that's what he was asking people to do, or suggesting that he did. He says in Walden that he went to town every day or two to withdraw and contemplate. The way he did, I think some would question that, but I think we have many, many people on spiritual quests these days who don't find it that odd, perhaps.
Mm.
But I don't think he was asking everyone to do that by any means. I think he was saying you can withdraw into your own room, whether it be your study or just yourself sitting in your chair.
You make the point, and I think it's a very important one, which is that there is so much depth and breadth to this man, his writing, and his work, that so many of us can find something that we relate to. We can be very different individuals, but we can find something in Thoreau that we can hold on to.
That's true. I think Thoreau, transcendentalism, identalism, is very much about the individual, and that is that's really what he was all about. He was not saying, "I think you should do what I do. I think you should follow your dream. I think you should follow your quest in life as an individual, and in that you will have your own success." And as we spoke very briefly beforehand, you know, his views on taxes can be taken by the whole Rand Paul people, and right, they can run with that. And also, of course, the liberals have their own grasp on Thoreau themselves.
And in I guess that also gives, because there's kind of an ambiguity to it, right? I mean, you can look at it many different ways of the writing, and I would assume in putting this together, when you're reading it, of saying, okay, I could put this here and it would mean this, or I could put it there and it would mean that.
Sure, I guess. I think I will say this. I read Walden, and as many of us do, and I had my feeling of the man. And then I was looking for a play. I thought it would be a good idea to bring Thoreau to stage, because he's never been brought to stage before in this way. This is an adaptation, by the way. I am bringing to life his words from Walden, Slavery in Massachusetts, and A Plea for John Brown, and parts of his journal. No one that I know of has brought these words onto the stage in this format. And
so everything you say, he has written?
90%.
Okay.
I have had to use
some bridge material.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Yes. So, there were times where there is so much material, and it is so rich, that sometimes it was picking and choosing between certain paragraphs, certain lines. That said, I had a problem when I read Walden, because I had no drama. And it wasn't until I got to, it wasn't until I got to A Plea for John Brown that I had a sense that maybe there was something here. And I get to, in A Plea for John Brown, Thoreau says, "I do not wish to kill or be killed, but I can foresee circumstances in which both these things would be by me unavoidable." And it kind of blew my mind, because this is the man who has inspired Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and is considered, to some, the American prophet of peaceful resistance. And I thought, how did a man who has spent his life writing one way come to this sentence near the end of his life? And I thought, wow, that can't be an easy line to write. And that, in some ways, is the underpinning of the drama. And there's also the hanging of John Brown, who was an abolitionist,
right,
that he had met and supported. So that's the underpinning of the drama itself. On the other hand, we very much get the person that that I think most people think Thoreau is, that person who can really look at nature and can see the joy of it. And that, in fact, is in some ways the final message of the play, that even though for a moment Thoreau is feeling violent, and as he says, "My thoughts are murder to the state and involuntarily go plotting against her," in the end, he believes that it is within us all to stay focused and not take up the rifle, which is an interesting question, too, that the play brings up, because John Brown did take up the rifle and kill people for what he believed in.
Mm.
So, and there are lots of, that has obvious implications in today's society with, you know, the old question, what is a terrorist or a freedom fighter? So, that's also within this play.
When you look for the drama, when you look for that arc, this is a 75-minute solo work.
Yes.
So when you look for that, is there a desire to say, because it seems to me that would be a real balance.
It is.
Yeah. And so in choosing the material of saying, okay, this, because you can you can fall off the rail pretty quick, I would think.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Well, it's the key. A play, you don't have a play if you don't have that dramatic arc,
right.
If you don't have the structure. And that was my battle as the playwright, was trying to get that right. Because without it, it ultimately just becomes words in the air.
Is there a sense that in putting this together, that you, when you're on stage, do you? I love asking this question, by the way. do you get a better sense? I mean, even though you've done it so many, you know, through the working of it and doing it now, and it's up and running, do you still all of a sudden kind of hear something and say, "Oh, I wonder, we can explore that a little
absolutely.
Bit more."
Absolutely. That's really, and that Eric, and in fact, Eric Hill, who's so wonderfully directed this piece,
yes.
Really had to say, you have to stop thinking as the writer now, as the writer of this piece. You have got to stop changing any lines, and you have got to be just the actor and present what we have now, because it works. There are moments where I have thoughts about maybe I can tweak this, maybe I can tweak that, and that's very much alive for me, particularly after each show.
And more to that is, and I think of this because if you talk to an historian, if you talk to Doris Kearns Goodwin or David McCullough about working on a book on Lincoln or working on a book on John Adams, they talk about how that person stays with them for so long. So do you have the same thing with Poe? Will you have the same thing with Thoreau?
This is a little different than other pieces because I've been working on it for so long. Which is pretty much 3 years. I literally still have the lines in my mind while I'm sleeping.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's really been excruciating. So yes, it does. It really does permeate everything.
So I'm reading the press release, and it says contains brief nudity.
Well, it's for a laugh, Joe.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. It's don't be frightened. It's quick and it gets a laugh.
That's it. Yeah, that's right.
Which is really, really, Joe, all I want is
right.
to get a laugh.
A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down the pants.
And it does, exactly.
That's the key to it, isn't it?
And I did learn to play the fife.
We're talking about something else now, right?
Yes, please. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Yeah, good.
Indeed. Which I'm very proud of myself for, because Thoreau played the flute, and since I didn't have time to learn the flute, I downsized to a fife.
One of my dearest friends in the world is Matt Tannenbaum of the bookstore in Lenox. You are going to be there. You're going to be reading excerpts from Thoreau. You did this yesterday?
I did that yesterday.
You did it yesterday.
Yes.
How did that go?
Oh, it was fun. I was really happy to see so many people show up. What I really, really have learned from this is that there, as we touched on, but there are people love Thoreau.
Yeah.
People just love Thoreau. And And everyone has their own Thoreau in a way, and their relationship to Thoreau. And I discovered yesterday that a lot of people have read Walden, or but they often they've read lots of different parts of it.
Yes.
And that's one of the beauties of that book, I believe, which is you can pick up and turn to a chapter or a favorite chapter and feel at home with your Thoreau in a way.
Reading Thoreau is much more, in my experience, is much more pleasant than being assigned Thoreau.
I think we all have to come to it in our own time, in a way. Yeah. I have a friend who said that their son just doesn't get it right now. And that's one reason why I wanted to bring it to the stage in a form, obviously, that you see and hear. I've had a number of people say they're coming back with their children.
That's great.
With their young adult children, teenagers, because this is a man that they feel their kids should have a glimpse into.
Well, Thoreau or Return to Walden is the world premiere at the Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's now playing through July 11th. You can find out more information by going to berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. And the playwright and the actor is David Atkins, and he has been our guest this morning. David, we thank you very, very much for being here. A great pleasure to see you, as always.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Have a blast. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.